Dr. H.T. Sanchez, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you.
In your first 2 weeks on the job, on top of meeting with staff and getting to know the district, you've had to tackle many issues, including the approval of a $576 million budget. Talk to us a little bit about the last 2 weeks and what you've had to do as the new leader for TUSD.
Well, the first thing that a new leader has to do of any organization is to sit down and talk with the people who are going to work over the major functions within the district, finance being one of them, as you've mentioned, and as well as the teaching and learning aspect. There have been quite a few gains made in the district, but really, it's a matter of coming in, understanding the work, understanding the groundwork that's been laid, and beginning to discuss what are the next steps to continue to move the district forward. In terms of the district's budget, in Ector County, I did serve in the CFO function or chief financial officer. And so I was very proud to leave the district with well over a $50 million carry forward or roll forward, as it's referred to in Arizona. And so my work here is in taking a look at the existing budget is are we effective and efficient in the areas that promote teaching and learning and impact our students directly. So at first look at it, it's a solid budget. As with anything, there are opportunities for further improvement, and I look forward to those.
You have just had your first governing board meeting where things got pretty heated. Board members were bickering, teachers and parents were calling for changes, and security removed a disruptive audience member. What is your impression of the district after that meeting?
Well, you know, you can always look at things through multiple lenses, and I choose to look at things through this lens. When you have a boardroom filled with people, it means you have a community that's interested in what's going on in the school district. If you have an empty boardroom, it tells you that you have a community that's disinterested in going in what's going on in education. I would prefer to have a boardroom that has people that have conversations, that have perspectives and have points of views. Singular points of views accomplish nothing. It's great when you have a myriad of perspectives, and that allows for somebody in my position coming in new to really get a full understanding of the diversity of perspective and the rich fabric that makes up the community. And in terms of the board and their conversation, you know, I think it's a positive thing that board members are willing to speak to each other in open meeting as opposed to simply vote without stating their position as to why. So I think that it's a good start. I'm not looking at any of it from a negative point of view. I look at it from a very positive, constructive point of view. An engaged community and an engaged board is a good thing.
Did you have situations like this at previous school districts?
Public education is always a very passionate topic for people, and people run for the school board because they believe very adamantly on certain points and certain positions. And so I have been in other districts where something as simple as a hiring of the head football coach to something as complicated as a bond election has received a very similar conversation. And so, no, I've been a part of boards and meetings in which topics that really pulled out what people's core values were and put them out on the table. I think it's a good thing.
You're coming into a district that has a divided governing board and a divided community, especially when it comes to the Mexican-American studies classes. How do you change the perspective of TUSD? How do you bring more kids into the district? And how do you get the public to be more united?
I'll start with the last aspect of that question, and I'll work backwards. If you think about how you run your household, you have a plan. You know when you get paid what you need to pay first. If you have kids, you need to put something away from college. Or if you have obligations or the car's broke down, you need to deal with those things. But you have a plan. Sometimes it's written down. Sometimes it's just what you know you need to handle. And so the big piece of that is we need an efficiency audit, and we need a curriculum audit, and we need a comprehensive third-party boundary review or demographic study. Those are three big pieces. And the reason that I mention those three big pieces is if you put a plan together without good information, you have a bad plan. And so I'm looking at a five-year plan. I want a comprehensive five-year plan. And by comprehensive, I mean it covers all areas and it involves all parties, as many parties as want to come to the table. Working back to the whole aspect of curriculum in general and the cultural relevant curriculum aspect that's part of the Unitary Status Plan. The thing that I feel very good about in terms of being an American is choice. You have all different brands of vehicles. You have trucks, you have cars, you have sports cars. People can choose what it is that they want to drive. I think what will make TUSD excellent will be the choices that we offer. Specific regard to what's been referred to as the Mexican-American curriculum, African-American curriculum, or the culturally relevant curriculum. It's choice. If students and parents choose those courses, it should be open to them. I don't think that our work in education is to deny people opportunities. It's to open up opportunities. It's not to deny people perspective. It's to provide them that.
Can you talk a little bit more about the financial audit that you're proposing?
Sure. In terms of a comprehensive effectiveness audit, and it's more of an efficiency and effectiveness audit, which rolls finance in, it's a matter of taking a look at, are we, in terms of an industry standard, districts our size, because there are districts our size all over the United States. In Texas, a 51,000 student district is an average size district. We operate with, Dallas ISD is, I think, the second largest of the 160,000 students. And so the second largest here is 51,000 in Arizona. So it's a matter of perspective. So when you take a look at an efficiency audit, what we want to do is find similar districts with similar size, or even larger districts that have more efficient practices in areas where we have good practice but could be better. And that's what I'm looking for with the efficiency audit. And it really is, I mean, are we putting our money where we need it in terms of teaching and learning and in terms of taking care of our TUSD team members?
Last question. Anything, I know you've only been here 2 weeks, but anything that has surprised you in the last 2 weeks?
I'll say that the biggest thing that has surprised me is, as a district and a community, Tucson is a very, I'd like to say, a very sophisticated community. I'd like to say it's a community that has a lot of pride in education and higher education and bringing in international industry. It's a very international city. And what I'll say is I look forward to Tucson District 1 being a very international district with a very open and international perspective and not a closed-in perspective. I look forward to us being more of that. I see the beginnings of that. And I think what I would have to say would be surprising is with a city that's as international and as sophisticated and holds education so highly, I want the school district to be a greater partner in that. And I believe we can be a partner, a valued partner, in building a better Tucson.
Dr. H.T. Sanchez, Superintendent with TUSD, thank you for being here with us.
Again, thank you.